Blog Talk Radio.
And the moonlight
evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us at the Mary Loves Justice prayer meeting. Our subject tonight, of course, is always the love of God for his children. That's always our subject, lifting up Jesus Christ, because he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Because most people recognize their own fallibility and their need for a Savior. However, there are a number of people who don't want a Lord. And of course, we know Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, or he's our enemy. If he's not your Lord and Savior, then you are at enmity with Jesus Christ. And what's worse is that he's at enmity with you. You're either his friend, his beloved, or you're his enemy. One day, patience will run out. The love of God will wear down to the point that he will allow your choices to be honored, because to choose other than his son, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior is to necessarily choose hellfire and brimstone. Hellfire and brimstone. Those may be unpopular topics for the 21st century. We don't like to think about hellfire and brimstone. But some of us look forward to the day when Jesus will come and put all things on his feet. Psalms 19, verse 17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. Let's look at that word wicked. We talked about wickedness on a recent Mary Loves Justice prayer meeting. And God describes wickedness for us this way. He said, the righteous care about justice for the poor, but the wicked have no such concern. So when we see the word wicked, it means people who don't care about righteousness. They don't care about justice for the poor. They're called wicked by God the Father. And we see now their end. Psalms 9, verse 17. And then we're at Proverbs chapter 27, verse 20. Says, hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. Never satisfied. So hell and destruction are like the eyes of man. These people can never get enough. They forever want to heap upon themselves all the riches of planet Earth. Their eyes are never satisfied. And by the same token, hell and destruction are never full. You won't get a rain check. When it's your day to go to hell, you will go. You will go. Evil man, wicked man, who cares nothing about justice for the poor. Hell and destruction are not going to be too full for you. You who have eyes that are never satisfied, You covet other people's possessions, even people who have so much less than you. You covet whatever they have. You will go to hell. Proverbs 27, verse 20. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 14 says, therefore, hell has enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoices shall descend into it. Hell enlarges herself. Isn't that something? Hell grows as more and more people choose to reject God and righteousness and become wicked. They will all go to hell if they die in that state of sinfulness. Matthew chapter 5, verse 29 says, and if your right eye, how important your right eye is. But the Bible says, if your right eye offends you, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is profitable for you that one of your members should perish and not your whole body be cast into hell. So that means that if your eye is always wandering to things that are not yours and instills covetousness in your heart, it's better for you to cast it out and be blind than it would be for your whole body to go to hell. Don't let one part of your body overload your butt. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28 says, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. That's God the Father. He's able to destroy both your soul and your body in hell. So people are walking around in the 21st century afraid, afraid to honor God, afraid to speak up and say, I'm a child of God, afraid to speak up for other people who are being victimized by an unjust system. They're afraid of the wrong thing. The Bible says in Matthew 10, verse 28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. That's exactly what he's going to do one day to everyone who is too wicked to go to heaven. Wicked people are people who care nothing about justice for the poor. We already covered that in a previous message. Matthew chapter 23 says, and these are verses 28 through 33. Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sceptres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore you be witnesses unto yourselves that you are the children of them which killed the prophets. Build ye up then the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers. How can ye escape the damnation of hell? The damnation of hell. Notice that verse 29 says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, hypocrites. God is not going to admit hypocrites into his holy land, into his heaven, into his happy ever after. Hypocrites can only go to hell. The damnation of hell. And then we have Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46, the final judgment. It says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. And the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, truly, I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. So you see, a day of harvest is coming when Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, will come in his glory, and all the angels with him, and he will sit on his glorious throne, and he'll gather all nations before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. One group will go to eternal rest, peace, and glory, and another group will go into eternal punishment. Eternal punishment. and the point of separation will be how they treated the least among them, his brethren. I like that very much. Psalms, the 11th chapter and 6th verse says, upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. The wicked. That's who he's going to rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. Excuse me. I love that. And again, who are the wicked? He described the wicked for us as people who care nothing about justice for the poor. People who care nothing about justice for the poor are wicked.
Yes, so they are.
If you know a judge, a prosecutor, a lawmaker, if you know of such a person who cares nothing about justice for the poor, then, you know, we need to pray for that person. Because that person is in danger of hellfire and brimstone in a real sense. Because Jesus Christ is coming again. And when he comes again, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But some of the knees that will bow, some of the tongues that will finally confess that truth will be rejected because of their wickedness. And what makes a man wicked? The Bible says that the righteous care about justice for the poor, but the wicked have no such concern. We have a caller at 8631. How are you tonight?
Hey, Mary.
How you doing?
I'm okay. Hope you are.
I am. Thank you.
Good. Enjoying. Enjoying
wonderful.
You sharing the word of God and just knowing that God is putting in your spirit some of the same things he's put in my spirit, and I'm sure other believers' spirit, everything that you're saying has just been in my spirit. So I'm just like, you know, she is on point tonight, buddy. I'm enjoying it.
Wonderful. You know, this is wonderful news only to Christians. For people who know that they are against God because they live a life that makes them an enemy of God, because mm-hmm. they're an enemy against poor people. Mm-hmm. They're enemies against people for racial reasons.
Mm-hmm.
They're enemies against people for because they can. Because they don't see the fist of God. And they just feel like they can treat people any kind of way.
Amen.
And ignore suffering. But they cannot get away with it. And that's precious good news. And it is very encouraging for Christians. But it's mm-hmm. not encouraging for wicked people, is it, sister?
No, not at all. Not at all. I was just thinking tonight, and I was saying out loud, since I'm in a reality show, I was saying that Anton LaVey, when he was on his deathbed, you know, that's one of the Satanists. I forgot what he did. I think he worked within the government at some point. But on his deathbed, called out to God, you know, and I said, you know, see, that shows you right there that it's a shame he waited to the end, but he knew at the end hell didn't seem so appealing to him. He knew he was a hair away from going to that hellfire, and he thought about that thing, and he had enough sense in his deathbed to say, I don't want to go there. Let me call out to this almighty God. I've used my life to despise him, but he had enough sense on his deathbed to say, I ain't trying to go there. Hell is not appealing. So they can laugh at God and mock, but hell's not appealing. It's just not.
And hell is a real place. It's a place of fire and brimstone and eternal punishment. They will never really escape it. They think they can escape it through death. In fact, some religions teach that hell is not forever, that burning is not forever. It is only until that person burns up. But that is not the biblical teaching, is it?
Right. No, it's not.
You will not burn up. Your torment will never end in hell. Ooh. God gives us the illustration through Jesus of the rich man who died and went to hell. And he asked Lazarus, who had been the beggar, to send Lazarus. He asked Abraham to send Lazarus with water for his tongue, and Abraham refused. So this man didn't burn up and die. I'm sure he wanted to, but instead he was there begging for water just on his tongue, and he did not get it. So life goes on, even in hell. And that is encouraging only to Christians who've been through a lot of persecution and what have you. But it's very discouraging to sinners. And they hate the truth. But the truth is, unless they change, they're going to hell.
Amen. That's right.
So what's been going on with you lately, sister?
Oh, boy, just dealing with the devil, the devil and people.
Oh, wow.
Oh, but God is
Satan
good, and the Holy Spirit
really
is
really let loose on your sister friend right here.
Honey,
oh,
really?
My cell phone, he has taken it completely over through his hackers.
Okay.
I can either call in or out. My cell phone number, I have it posted on all my articles, it's 678-572. But anyway, it's posted on all my articles. Honey,
okay.
I cannot get a call in or out on that cell phone. This started yesterday. I had my sister call me tonight. And the phone did not ring once. She told me that it went straight to voicemail. And she told me what the message said. It said, this is Mary Neal, Director of Assistance to the Incarcerated Mentally Ill. That is my message. And she left me a little message, she said. But the phone did not ring. And when I looked at it, it didn't record the fact that she had called.
Oh, okay. It didn't even say you had missed a call.
No. Because when they steal a voicemail message, they usually steal the whole call sort of match.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And so I wrote about my cell phone takeover at Google Plus and at Facebook. And I told people about it. And after that, and by the way, she called me on my landline and told me what the phone had done. But anyway, after that, way after a while, like an hour later, her message showed up on the phone. So, who needs
after
a
you.
Message? You know, I mean, really, these hackers have taken over my cell phone altogether. And anytime I try to call a number, it says you know, something. In other words, we're not letting you use the cell phone. That's what the message means. And,
right.
And that's, they've taken it over. I'm paying the phone bill, but the hackers have complete control.
Oh,
so
that's
the situation. They don't want Mary Neal to communicate.
They don't want none of us to communicate.
Yeah. They're panic. They really are evil.
Yeah.
And they're going
yeah.
evil. Mm-hmm. What has your fight with Satan been about, sister?
Nothing. Just them following me around like a little puppy. You go to the grocery store and they've got these people. I had two goons yesterday, and I knew the Lord had let me know that they were, you know, there to watch and, you know, because they send these people, they've got a GPS on my car, so anytime it cranks up, they're going wherever I'm going. They got them sitting back in these locations. A lot of times I go through the night just to see, and there's cars in parking lots when buildings are long closed down, so I'm sure there's some of my people that they have assigned to me. Because this is a 24-hour, 7-day a week. So they're ready to go at any moment in time. So the yesterday, I had two goons in the grocery store. They made sure they got behind me. And the Holy Spirit had already identified them before they even got in line with me. He already told me who they were. You know, they play with the Holy Spirit. They deny the power of God. But that's on them. I told them all the time, that's your stupidity and foolishness. But they got behind me, and even when the lady told them, she said, "Well, you can go to the next aisle. I can check you out." They were cementing. They would not move. Most people would have said, "Oh, great! I'll go down, go right here, and get checked out and be gone." No, they had to watch me. So you know, they couldn't move. They just stood there. I knew the two goobers were there. So when I left out of the grocery store, and they left out. They were in a red pickup truck, so I was loading up my groceries, and I said, "Now look," and went out to their truck. Most people would just leave right away. Not them. They literally sat there. I said, "Well, since they want to sit here, I'm not really in a hurry either." I said, "I'll sit here too. Let's see how long we all gonna just sit around just to see, you know." And sure enough, they sat there and they sat there, and eventually, I guess, maybe the goobers got a call from the honchos, as I call them, the little local honchos that give the orders, must have called and told them to go ahead and go. But, I mean, they were literally going to sit there until I left. They were going to sit in that parking lot until I actually left. You know, just stuff like that. I caught one tonight at the grocery store. Actually, I think I caught two, but I can't confirm the second one. But I know for a fact there was one, had his son with him. You know, they bring their children along for this stuff.
Oh, they
teach the children probably don't know what they're doing,
honey,
but they do.
Let me tell you, they teach their children, little children, I'm talking, to be hacked, to be stalkers.
Okay.
Little children, they teach them that. It's a family business. And they do teach the children. I found that out one morning. I left home about 10:30. Now, most people who have to work leave about no later than 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most people leave in the 7 o'clock hour, but, you know, the last leave about 8:30. And so it was 10:30, a beautiful spring morning. Nobody was, you know, driving by or anything. Very quiet. And I was enjoying the singing birds. But as I came close to this one house, two little children were standing at the back fence to their house. And as I came within sight of them, they started marching in place. And they started singing, "Shoot, shoot, shoot in your head, shoot, shoot."
Oh, wow.
"Shoot in your head." Yes. And the little girl was only about 2 years old. And the little boy looked like he may have been about 4 years old. Both of them were preschoolers.
Babies.
And they stood there marching in place with their little fingers pointed to their temple, looking at me and singing that very threatening song.
And their parents put them up to that.
Their parents did. They're being used for stalkers. Young. Two and four.
I'm not
They're
surprised,
trying to even know their ABCs. And they're singing a very threatening song.
Right.
And so as I got out of sight of their driveway, they couldn't see me anymore. So they thought, okay, you know how kids think. They think if they can't see you, you can't see them. So they ran to someone that I could not see that was in the backyard, and they said, "We did it, we did it." And they were so happy because they did whatever this adult told them to do. So I made a police report. That really shook me, that people would use their little children as whatever these people are. Devs, COINTELPRO, stalkers, to use little children to deliver threats and songs. It's horrible.
Yeah,
but yes, they do have children with them. And that person.
Yeah, he had his son with them. And he kept looking at me like he knew who I was. The child made it obvious. The child kind of what gave him away, to be quite honest. He played it off a little bit more. The child didn't. And that's why the Holy Spirit zoomed me in. I said, there they go. As soon as I leave to go to the grocery store, here they come, And the little child just kept staring at me, and I just knew. It wasn't a normal, kids would look at you, somebody come down the aisle. But it wasn't like that. He knew specifically that he was there for me. That child knew that. He was about 7 or 8 years old, and he knew. Now, he might not know exactly what's going on, but he knew. He knew.
Oh, yes, they raised them that way. They raised them to be whatever it is these people are.
Mm-hmm.
And these people who do the harassment of Mary Neal, most of them so far have been black people.
I've had a lot of black people. I've had a lot of white people. I've had Mexicans. I've had black people. So, honey, don't think it's a race thing. They'll use our own people in a heartbeat, and our own people will be glad to help them.
It's pathetic. It really is sick.
It is.
Yeah, it is. And they're all going to hell. And, I just read about hell, and the Bible says that hell widens herself daily. Because that many more people have committed themselves to going.
And
hell doesn't have any limits on how wide it can grow. It can all of them who decide to go there. And so there you go. These people are going to hell. And what's so bad about it is that they're convinced that a loving God wouldn't burn their asses in hell. And they're also convinced that, they really think that. Because they got preachers who tell them these things. The Bible says they listen to false doctrine
false
with
speakers.
Tickling ears. Their ears tickle to hear preachers assuring them that, they don't have to be righteous to go to heaven. God loves everybody. And the Bible does not say that. But they won't read the Bible. They don't like to listen to the truth.
No,
and,
I was just reading that today.
Yeah.
They hate
going
the truth. Yeah, they hate the truth.
These people
want to hear lies over truth, and they want evil over good. That's all it comes down to. We're living in that time.
Yes, we're living just before the tribulation, and it's so obvious to me. And they shut down my phone. I pay that bill. They don't pay the bill.
Mm-hmm.
But Metro PCS has combined services with T-Mobile. And, I have worse everything than I had when it was Metro PCS. So I'm aware that COINTELPRO can take over anything that's on the satellite. And
oh yeah, all electronics pretty much. Yeah, you know, computer.
Now Metro, they told me today that Metro PCS used cell towers, and that T-Mobile used satellite. And now that they've planned, they're using nothing but satellites. So they're not using this cell towers anymore. And so now that it's 100% satellite, my phone is 100% useless to me, because we know who controls these satellites. They were bought with the people's money, taxpayers' money, but Nazis have taken over the satellites. And so now that I'm on a phone service that's 100% controlled by satellites rather than the cell towers, I can't use it. So let that be a guide to anyone. Try to hold on to cell phones through the cell towers as long as possible. Because when you get a cell phone that's completely on the satellite, then they can take it over completely. We have 1 minute left. I'll leave it to my guests to pray with you. Go ahead and pray with the audience.
Who, me?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Glory to God. That caught me off guard here. Glory to God. Father God, we just come to you tonight, and we just thank you for this wonderful opportunity, God, to fellowship with my beautiful sister and all the wonderful people that are listening. And God, we just ask that it be a seed into our lives, God, that it would be a seed into us, God. And we just bless your name. We thank you, God, that we know that this world seems to be in a mess, but we know that you are still God and that you sit on the throne and that you know all and you control all. Oh, glory to God. And we just thank you, God, that we are your children, God, and we just ask you to continue to strengthen us in every area, God, that we are weak, and make us the soldiers that you need us